B-Pod Studios.
It's the Rap Party Podcast!
I love how that sounds slightly forced excitement. It's
there's really no easy way to open it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we need imaging. Let's just get imaging.
We can.
The Rap Party Podcast.
We got the voice part. We just got to put it together.
Hi, Nicole. Good morning. Good morning, Roy. Good morning, Loren.
Good morning, Manny. Good morning, Loren. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Good morning, Manny. Good morning, Roy.
Oh, come on. Don't make me do the whole thing.
Come on.
All right. Good morning, Roy. Good morning, Manny. Good morning, Nicole.
Manny.
Manny.
My mouth was full.
What are you eating?
A bow round.
Okay.
From 3 hours.
So the Rap Party Podcast is our way of wrapping up the week's worth of shows. So we kind of go a little more in depth into what happened on the show that week.
And it's like
clearly
that.
It's some sort of a sickness is going around because Loren's claiming that she's not sick, that it might be allergies. Now Nicole's blowing her nose. Roy just blew his nose.
I had it last week.
Wait, why is everyone? Our engineer Brad said he had it last week. Why is everyone sick? I want to go to Florida in good health.
And you're about to get on a plane, so if you think this is a cesspool,
not emergency. Zicam is the best.
I don't know. I was doing Flonase.
And that's okay, too.
Okay.
But be careful. You can get addicted to that.
Can we hurry this up so I can get out of this infected room?
Hold on. I can get addicted to Flonase? I thought that was just Afrin.
No, you can... Anything... You can't... It's only Afrin?
Okay.
Well, technically, you can get addicted to anything. It depends on how weird you are. You know?
Nicole,
I was addicted to Z-Quil, and that says it's non-habit-forming.
And now they changed the label because of Roy.
Yeah.
What's on deck for us to talk about?
We should probably start with what happened first, which was our game night last week.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yes. We haven't talked about that in a rap party yet.
Yeah. We had game night at my house so that the show could come over and meet my new au pair, Elena, since there was this, like, unspoken tiff going on between Elena and Manny. They needed to meet.
And Roy, too.
Well, it was more directed at you for some reason.
Because you were the main character that would emulate Elena on the radio.
I talk it like this.
Hello, Loren.
Yeah, and you were the one that did When the Moon Hits the Sky like a big pizza pie that's amore.
Yeah, Elena making pizza pockets when the moon hits the sky.
But it's hard to know somebody's personality and their humor until you meet them. So right. I wanted to put everyone in the same room at the same time. And I think she got a great big MRL show dose on Saturday night.
Yeah, she got sure us. One, I get there, and were we the first ones there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were the first ones there.
We
were the first guests to arrive.
Why are you talking to the studio audience, Roy?
Well, I don't know.
You're supposed to be just watching.
I'm sorry, he's engaging. So we get there, and Loren has this beautiful charcuterie board. And I didn't know how to eat it at all. I didn't know what to
cheese
do.
And meats.
Do you not know you don't know what a charcuterie board?
And you ate it?
Yeah. Meats and cheese. And there was caramelized onions, and I thought they were raisins.
Yeah, and she brought us truffle honey from Italy. So she put together this beautiful board for all of us.
Yeah, and I had to get her to teach me how to eat it because there's like goat cheese and weird stuff. Because
there's a...
Hey! We got a comedian back.
Yeah, we're getting heckled by our engineer who's sitting here watching the Rap Party Podcast. Well, I knew for sure that the charcuterie board was our appetizer, and since it was National Pizza Day, there was no doubt that to celebrate Elena and her love of Italy and her love and her new life here in the United States, that we would have pizza. But that wasn't the case. What's her favorite food? You're a pair.
Tacos.
Tacos. Yeah, she likes Tex-Mex. Anything Tex-Mex.
Yeah. Yeah, so we had that, and it was delicious. And then we played Cards Against Humanity.
Which is not the ideal game to play with someone who doesn't know English as well as everyone else.
Like, suggested us playing Catchphrase because that's something pretty universal that we can do. And then Manny wanted to play Cards Against Humanity so bad that he just, like, brought it to the table.
I think I wanted to play Cards Against Humanity, too, selfishly.
Yo, we had to explain to Elena what Lockjaw was. We had to explain to her what Balls Deep in a Pig was.
All right, that's it. Don't go any farther. We had to tell her not to Google some things because she, what
there's
she does.
Code hanger something else that she
all right.
Google.
All right. Yep. When she doesn't know something, she goes on her phone to Google Translate and tries to translate it. Yep. And then she'll take...
Well, that we explained to her.
That one we actually did explain.
Yeah, because we didn't want her to Google it. So if she doesn't know something on Google Translate, she will then Google it.
I would love to see her Google history from that night on Google Translator. And for the record, by the way, I want to go back to the game thing. I don't feel like I dominated that. Like, I get such a bad rap that, like, I'm always the one that's like, oh, I wanted to do it, so we did it. I remember saying, let's play a game, and I had a bunch of games.
See, and I feel like Manny is so much more laid back when Amanda is around. Like, I don't feel like Manny dominates when Amanda's around.
Well, he's too afraid to the car ride home. He's too afraid of being in trouble.
No, that's not even what I'm getting at. I just feel like he's good at sharing the spotlight with Amanda.
Mm.
Yes, but I also knew it was... It was your party. I didn't pick to play Cards Against Humanity. Somebody said it, and I was like, that's fun. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, because the problem is that with Elena playing Catchphrase now, it's a time game, and that's not fair to her. Because she has to describe things in English, and that's very difficult.
Right, and we can go our own pace with Cards Against Humanity.
And the way we were sitting, she was on my team. I did make note of that. So I...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I voted Cards Against Humanity because every other person plays on a team with Catchphrase, and she would have been on my team.
Okay.
So I was like, oh yeah, Cards Against Humanity is probably a good call. Not selfish, competitive.
It was a good night, though. We had a lot of drinks flowing. I spilt wine all over Sterling. People spilt tequila all over your floor.
Yeah, I think Elena had a spill. Roy had a spill. Nicole had a couple spills. Luckily, they were in my kitchen, though, spills.
And mine were ice.
Yeah.
Mine was water.
Amanda and I behaved ourselves. We didn't spill anything. But it was a lot of fun. So tell us about Elena. What did she say the next day? What did she say that night? Give us
Roy
feedback.
Roy is so funny. I can't believe you're friends with Roy. He's so good.
No, she loved meeting you guys, but she did tell me that you were just as crazy as she thought you would be.
Yeah. That's about right.
And Amanda even to this day gets tired of it because when we're all together, it is some type of way.
Oh, this is a crowd not for the weak spirited.
No, yeah. When we're all together, it's a different animal. Alone, I'm a bit more reserved, and then when I'm with you two, it's all out.
Yeah,
all out.
We had a blast. So she was comfortable. She likes everyone.
Yeah.
Everything's good.
Mm-hmm.
And she also got her driver's license this week. You're a pair.
She did. She went and took her written test Tuesday, and then they wouldn't let her take her actual driving portion, I think because it was raining. And she went back the next day and passed with flying colors in the Stormtrooper. Which, by the way, she's used to driving like a little Fiat 500.
So Italian.
Yeah, but it's like teeny tiny. It's like a mini Cooper.
Yeah.
And then she goes to my big four-door burly Jeep Wrangler. Yeah.
And by the way,
she took her mudding.
She
teach her all things Southern.
She posted a picture of her chilling on the front hood of the Stormtrooper Jeep and posted it on Instagram.
Oh, I took that picture for her.
Brad may know something about this. I said I wanted to take her snipe hunting.
Do you know what a snipe is?
You ever been snipe hunting?
I've heard of it. I can't tell you what it is.
I didn't know what it was.
Yeah. I want to take her snipe hunting.
No. That's what I said.
No,
and involves, she's going to shoot him in the butt.
It involves nighttime hunting involving a bag. You got to run and catch.
Why don't you take her to the gun range?
Hunting.
Ooh, let's let her shoot a gun.
No. Love it.
I'm going deep sea fishing tomorrow.
I do.
I'm going.
Well, let's go. What the hell are we waiting on?
Yeah.
I don't want to take Elena to the gun range.
Okay, we'll leave her at home. Watch the kid.
I love that we have an audience member.
I've never shot a gun before.
What? Yeah, this is the one that's never shot a gun either.
We handle things on the street, son.
Nicole, you haven't either?
I haven't either.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
We should do a date night at the range.
I would love to.
I'd be afraid.
Okay.
No, you'll be fine.
I'm afraid of kickbacks and stuff.
I'm afraid. I'd like it.
Well, once you... No.
We'll give you a little 22. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
You got a pistol. Actually, that's
a 38 special?
Was
everybody say bye to Jamie, our in-studio performer.
Bye, Jamie.
There he goes, our digital intern walking out of the studio. All right, what else is on? Roy's got to catch a plane. What else are we talking about from last week?
I literally need to leave the studio.
The birthday gift drama?
Amanda and I came up with an answer. So real quick, Dean was invited to a birthday party. The invitation said, please do not bring gifts. Blank has been misbehaving and is not getting gifts for his birthday, but there still is a party.
You had me all fired up over this
Lorraine
one.
Said, bring a gift. A lot of people said, don't bring a gift.
It's not your kid's a parent.
Somebody said, you got to follow the parents' wishes. Other people said, don't go to the party at all. We have a decision what we're going to do.
What are you doing?
So Amanda bought a present, and we're going to make sure that it's okay if we can either send it before and the parents drop it off and the parents can have it, or leave it afterwards and let the parents
okay.
deal with it.
Yeah, that's
We're
fair.
Not going to do it in front of anyone at the party. That was a decision that was made.
Well, you don't want to make other people feel bad for not bringing a present if you did. I get that. Yeah. I love that idea. Yeah. Good for you.
How old is the kid?
The kid's six, turning six.
So the punishment, the kid can still have a party, but just no present.
Right. Yes,
isn't
it's
that
a,
weird.
It's
isn't
a
kind of cruel.
It's a sports party though, so it's they're gonna have different sporting games and stuff, and
so he can have
why
fun.
Don't you just take the party away and it solves
right.
itself.
That's what I said. Well, it sends a mixed message to say, well, you can have one and not the other. I don't know.
No.
Two, I don't want to parent your kid. That's your responsibility. And three, this birthday party's in 3 weeks from now. This kid's not even going to remember what he did wrong by then.
I'll tell you guys March 4th what went down. I'll find out. Because I want to find out what he did that was so wrong.
Does the punishment fit the crime?
I got to find out.
Oh, it's going to be all the tea at the party.
Yes.
What does this little snot do?
You know, Amanda's going to, and he's a nice kid. I know him. We've had him at our house. And Amanda is going to be like, Amanda's already told me, like, you are not the ringleader. Like, let it come out. Don't go searching for it.
Oh, come on, man. I'll egg you on.
What else, Nicole? What's the last thing we did last week that we need to talk about?
I think that those were the big things.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think she's saying that because I'm currently packing up and I need to leave.
I know, but isn't there? Didn't Roy do something? What did he do? Oh,
I
you
went
bra
shopping.
Shopping.
Yes.
Well, that wasn't even on the list.
I am getting a bra from my tatas.
You're getting a bro?
A bra. A bro, sure. Yeah, so I'm...
Okay,
I'm,
do share.
A what?
Share.
Oh, yeah. I'm participating in a men's and bras fashion show to benefit a charity and... the Carolina Breast Foundation, I believe it is. And
it's Breast Friends.
Breast
You're
Friends.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I'll be your publicist.
Thank you. I definitely need that. And me and some other men in local media are going to be participating in this. But, we have Nick Koser from Fox 46.
Never heard of him.
He's the meteorologist in the morning.
Nobody's going to hear Brad, by the way. The engineer's off mic. Go figure.
Bruno, he's on the news. He was, yeah, Bruno.
Bruno Mars.
Yeah, okay, so Bruno Mars is going to be there. But a lot of local people and some business owners are participating. And so I had to go find a bra that fits. And so I'm at Target asking the ladies, how do bras work? How do I get fitted into a bra? And they're, you know. The first at Target, yes. By the time I got to Kohl's, I didn't care.
But you said the girl at Target was nice.
No. The girl at Target was very helpful. I think she eased it. And plus, I did it on Valentine's Day, so I wasn't the only guy in the bra section, which was pretty nice. I picked a good day to go shopping for bras.
So wait, did you find one?
I bought a 42D, and that was a little tight. So I ordered one on Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Lacey?
No, the one on Amazon's kind of a sports bra, but they're going to add like vinyl records to it and make the bra light up,
okay.
And there's going to be recording and... this artist, we have a local artist helping me design the bra. Why does that matter what the pronoun is?
I think you and Brad should do a podcast on the side.
That'd be interesting. Yeah. I want him and Kyle, our other engineer, to do a podcast.
They should do an engineering podcast.
Yeah.
The stupid things that radio people don't know what to do.
You're right. Can you believe that Roy came to me and asked me, how does this work?
Yeah. What's the cough button for?
Yeah.
All right, you go catch your plane to Florida. Loren, Roy are heading off to Florida. We're off on Monday for President's Day, but we will be back Tuesday with 5 seconds to cash and lots more to talk about from the weekend. So I'm sure you guys will run into each other in Florida, right?
Her and I have a dinner planned tomorrow night,
yep.
And we may see each other tonight on
okay.
top of that.
Yep.
So.
All right, Nicole, you and I will be tearing up the city for the All-Star game.
We will.
We got party plans. We'll be posting pictures and stuff. Follow us at our socials to see what's going on with Roy and Loren and Nicole and myself at the MRL show. Individual Twitters and all that handles. Please
at
go.
At Kiss Roy Boy.
At Kiss Loren 951.
At underscore Nicole Weaver.
Can we remove the
at Radio Maney.
Are you sure? You have different handles, but.
No, it's Radio Maney.
Okay.
Or maybe it's Maney Radio.
It used to be Maney Radio.
It's Maney Radio. Maney.
No, it used to be.
No, you changed Radio Maney.
I think there's now an underscore in his now.
Now it's Maney Radio. And at Brad Humphreys.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, that's
I know, some weird thing.
It's
like some cryptic thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not public.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
See ya.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.